Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
Told by an NFL source, week 8, the Bears will be at the Baltimore Ravens. Week 9, the Bears will be at the Cincinnati Bengals. And week 18, the Bears will be hoisting the Detroit Lions.
That's a week 1 home against the Vikings Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we're putting it all together.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
All right, and then what else do we know? I don't know what week the...
We know that Black...
Week 1 is...
I got to figure out what week...
Let's write these
Black
down.
Friday is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And what week is the NFL, is Black Friday?
That's what we were trying to figure out.
What week of the season?
Don't have an answer for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't know if the
all top, right, so top the
Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S.
What the hell's going on out here?
All right, so we now know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the Bears games.
Have you put it together?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh no! I counted on the air like Mike Francesa. Tanny's never gonna let me hear the end of this. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer are our producers. Our
one,
video
two,
team.
Three,
see?
Four, five, six.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I've done it now. I've stepped in it now. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you. You can also find us on Twitch. Chicago 670, The Score is where you can find us on Twitch. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And we wanted the schedule. We got part of it yesterday, Marshall. But when we take a look at what we've seen for the Bears, the team that finished last place in the toughest division in football. I'm like, oh, cool. This is going to be a last place schedule. That's what I first thought when I saw the record. And I was like, ah, this will be better for Ben Johnson and company. Wrong. This is not a last place schedule. This is scary.
Well,
this is a bear.
At the end of
pun intended.
At the end of last season, when I looked at the schedule, I said, okay, well, at least they've finished in last place. Let's take a look at what divisions they're playing. And as soon as I saw NFC East, but more importantly, AFC North, I was like, oh, they're cooked. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like they can't step up to the schedule. I'm just saying, when you think last place schedule, you think all the other last place teams in your conference, and you're like, we'll be in shape, you know. But the toughest division, in my opinion, in the AFC is the AFC North.
Right.
And it's just it's never a good year when you have to play all four of those teams. And the fact that that's coupled with you already playing in the toughest division in football, at least at last look, it's going to be a long day.
Well, and here's the thing is, I think the argument was made back during the playoffs when, unfortunately, the Lions lost to the Commanders and the Vikings lost in the wild card, that the vaunted best division in football with two teams who had 14 wins to meet each other to see who was going to get 15 in the regular season. So you're talking about, at that point, what, 14 and 15 together? I'm doing it again, counting on air. That's 29 regular season wins. So when you consider that piece of it, and then you see what happened in the playoffs, Lions lose to the Commanders, Vikings lose in the wild card, and then you realize, oh, is the East actually the best division? Like, that was the scary piece of this as well. I go back and forth when it comes to trying to figure out whether or not a team in the fourth year of its front office with a 1-1 quarterback, you know, first overall pick, first round, and the talent it has should be on its face a 10-win team. Or if when you take an actual detailed look at this, that even what you're suggesting being sub 500 is okay. Those are two very different ends of the spectrum.
Being sub 500 is not okay. But it is probably a step that this team is going to have to take this upcoming season. I know there's a lot of people talking about 9, 10, even 11 wins. I just don't see it at this current juncture because I look at what happened last year, not just the coaching aspect of it, but do you have enough talent to stop people? I have pretty much as much confidence in this offense as anyone can have. I have questions about the defense. Can you stop the run? Can you get to the quarterback? I think Caleb Williams will take a step forward. I don't know how big of a step that will be and if that will result in 5 more wins on the schedule or 4 more wins on the schedule. But when you look at playing the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers, when you look at playing the Baltimore Ravens, and we know how good they were last year.
Right.
And then you've got the defending, the reigning world champion Philadelphia Eagles along with the Commanders. It's looking tough.
I mean, I hate to use the pun because it's painfully obvious, but this is a bear of a schedule. And I wonder in retrospect now about when you look at the schedule we talked about last season, how we joked that it was like a college football schedule and you had conference before you had not, or after you had non-conference, when you had that first set.
It felt like week zero.
Like
was
warm
a thing.
Up games.
There is no
it
week
really
zero.
It really did
this
feel
year.
Like a college schedule where you got to then ramp up and build some confidence, which I think happened last season. You know, you have the relaxing nature of being up with the lead in London. We saw how that turned out. One of the things that I immediately look at is, okay, well, maybe you're not doing the 10-game losing streak again. You know, if you were in the same scenario, this is obviously very different. But you were talking about a schedule that could stress you out to start. And how does that affect a team running a new offense? How does that affect a quarterback who is only in his second season trying to put this all together? Do you go back to, say, the Lions' first year of success when it took them the second half of the season to be able to have that unexpected bump that they had now 3 seasons ago? You know, not last season when they're in the playoffs, not the season before, but the one previous to that in Dan Campbell's first year when you saw that really big crescendo and the success that came at the end of the year, you know, putting it all together. When you saw the team finally take a stride. But for me, the real issue and the disconnect becomes, what have I expected out of Ryan Poles in the front office versus what I expect out of looking at the schedule by itself, which is really the truth teller, versus what I know about the talent on this team, knowing that they should be much better than what we saw. I can't sit here and hold them to a sub 500 standard and say that's still okay.
I think there's factors where it's not okay, but it's understandable. And one of those being a brand new head coach in Ben Johnson, and also a second-year quarterback who's having to relearn everything as far as working with really, when you think about it, a third different play caller in 2 years. But Shane Waldron, Thomas Brown, and now Ben Johnson. So I think those are factors which may affect especially the beginning of the schedule and how well they get started. I am confident Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams will get it together. I just don't know how long it's going to take. And when I look at the schedule, I see Vikings and Detroit out of the chute.
Right.
Those are two teams who know what they're doing. Even though Detroit lost its offensive and defensive coordinator, The offensive coordinator, the new one for the Lions, told us, we're going to do the same thing because it seems to work. I'm not dumb, basically, is what he said. The Vikings, even though they have a rookie quarterback and J.J. McCarthy in the mix as it stands right now, he has had a year to watch and learn and go through things, even if he couldn't play physically. But also, last time I checked, that guy who is his offensive coordinator, or excuse me, head coach slash play caller, is a guy in Kevin O'Connell who can make quarterbacks better.
One of the best coaches in the league. You know, coach of the year guy. That's the category you put him in.
Also, that team in Texas, concerning.
The point is, you can go down the entire list and you can say, at no point do you feel like you can relax. Vikings to start on Monday night. That's a standalone game. Prime time, whichever you prefer to call it. My definition is when you've got center stage in the league. Detroit, two of the best teams in the NFL last season, two of the best, arguably one and two in the regular season last season. Then you've got the Cowboys. Then you have the Vegas Raiders. And shout out to our friend Pete Hand of the 108, who said that the Bears allotment for the Raiders tickets is already out. So hope you got that planned early. Go to Circa if you don't get to go to the game. You can always watch at Stadium Swim. That's what I say. Then you've got the bye week. Then you have Washington. We know what happened there. And I don't necessarily know if that's a situation where the team goes in saying, we need to exercise demons. But regardless, you're talking about a team that put the league on notice last season in the development of their rookie quarterback and how they were able to succeed. Saints, maybe that's when you finally say to yourself, we can sit and work on some offensive schemes that we've been cooking up in practice. We can do some more things. You know, that's when maybe you open up the playbook. Well, the problem is that's week 7. And for everybody who wanted the bye week later in the season, which I think everyone does, you want that bye week to come at like week 7 or 8. You get it in week 5 this time around. No rest for the weary, man.
Well, and if we go through these games just in terms of what we're looking at with stretches, I can see them being 1-3 at the bye. And that's what it comes down to. I think the way people here are looking at this schedule and seeing, say, the Raiders, you probably see that as a dub, right? The Raiders. It's the Raiders. They're not good. Okay,
yeah.
Let's not forget, who's the head coach of the Raiders now?
Pete Carroll.
Who has he been reunited with at quarterback?
Geno Smith.
That's
and he got Ashton Jeanty, quarterback's best friend.
So you look at that, and I'm just, okay, are we sure they're going to be able to stop the Raiders?
Yeah, the run defense last season without Andrew Billings, you're asking that question seriously.
But
run defense this time around, I think you can at least game plan it a little differently.
Yeah, if Billings is healthy and if Dayo Odingbo is what everyone keeps telling me he is, okay.
Or what the Bears paycheck says he is.
Same with Ben Johnson, honestly. Same with Ben Johnson. I can see them winning those games, but to have this sense of confidence like 9-8, 10-7, I just don't see it in year one. I think it's going to take a minute for the offense to get going. I think the offense will have some struggles out of the gate.
Let me ask you this, though, because knowing what we know about the success of offensive-minded head coaches in the NFL, especially even in their first year, when a lot of times they do make the biggest amount of progress, that's when they do have a lot of success because the league hasn't caught up to a lot of what they're doing with the new team and the new talent yet. Why are you so quick to always say, well, he hasn't been a head coach? Like, how many games do you really think that is going to prevent him from winning just because of that alone?
I think there's a learning curve for head coaches, just like there's a learning curve for a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, a new player in the NFL, a new player in a new system when you're talking about a quarterback, right?
Okay.
And so that's what I'm looking into. And also just the history of what I've seen in this city with this franchise, with this general manager, the guy who's in charge, it starts at the top. I'm very curious to see if his culture is what he thinks it should be from jump. I don't have those answers.
See, I see this as the most qualified head coaching candidate who hasn't been a head coach before in the NFL in the past 4 or 5 years.
So skinniest fat guy, like you're saying, oh, of anyone, just
no,
across
I'm saying
the league?
Like as somebody who hadn't been a head coach, he's the most qualified in the past several years, like 4 years, I'd say.
Okay, so
in that case, I'm not giving them much of a reprieve when it comes to wins and losses on that scale.
Who's been the most successful of those people you're talking about that fit into that category? That's, I guess, my next question. And did they have success in year one?
That's what even Matt Nagy had his most success in year one when he was the offensive minded head coach of this team. They went to the playoffs. He got coach of the year. Ryan Pace got GM of the year.
Okay. So is that you see something like that happening with this team, given what this division looks like?
I'm saying
now
I
versus
think,
then.
I'm saying it's a bump. I don't think that that's necessarily something that's going to make that much of a difference negatively.
No, I think there's no, for me, indication that things are going to just certainly be better than they were the last couple of years. They should be because you paid them a lot of money to make sure that the offense is better. I think the piece of this that I'm looking at is Matt Eberflus had a good defense when he was in Chicago. When people were healthy, his defense was good.
What's that?
And I said Matt Eberflus, I'll say it again, had a good defense as a defensive coordinator. He was not a good head coach. I think he's going to be a good defensive coordinator because he's got pieces in Dallas, right? He's got Micah Parsons in them. I think that is where he is best suited. I know that Ben Johnson is suited as a play caller. I'm not sure what he's going to look like as a head coach because none of us have seen it. We're just going off hopes and wishes and the words that he has said and the words that people around him have said. And I wish him all the success in the world. I'm not rooting against him by any means. I'm just saying, show me something. And guess what? The beautiful part about this schedule, it won't be like last year where I was like, I know that the Bears can beat a bad team. That's how we started the season leading to the bye. This year, I'll know after two games what we are dealing with.
Yeah, 815 says D'Amico Ryan's success in his first year. D'Amico did have success. And my point is Ben Johnson. No, but my point is Ben Johnson still had more of a resume. Yeah, you know, because of the play calling, because of that piece of it. Defensive calls is different, but the argument in the league is that offensive head coaches do have a leg up right now overall. And unfortunately, we saw what happened in the second year with the Texans. Factors went into that, like injuries. But point being, you can have a lot of success in your first year as a head coach. We've seen it. And I appreciate this text, too, when it comes to just raising the standards. We've gotten so many right now. I have to scroll down to see it because everybody's chiming in. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. You guys are on Twitch as well. But the concept of just being able to raise, 616, raise your Bears standards. They won five games but blew another 3-4 late. 9-8 is barely an improvement. It would just be basic late game competence. I agree with that. The problem is basic late game competence was needed against teams that you should have beaten. Or, at least by the time the game was going on, should expect to beat.
Okay, so I'll say this, that late game competence, they're making it sound very basic, but let's be honest, most NFL games come down to the fourth quarter.
Well, they come down to one score. Like, that's the thing, is that so many times we talk about, say, Matt Eberflus's record in one score games or a team's record in one score games. Arguably, most NFL games, look at the spreads, come down to one score. You know, whether you're predicting that ahead of time, like Vegas, for example, or you're trying to just see what happens in the final score. Where I have an issue is, given all of the work that they have done to improve, I can't sit here looking at this schedule and say sub 500 is still an improvement.
Oh, no. I don't think it's like this grand improvement or anything. I just think that's where my expectations are right now based on what I see in front of me in terms of who they're playing on this last place schedule that lines up to be the most difficult, certainly, of the last place schedules around the NFL.
And I know that there's points to be made that people say about, oh, the last place schedule only bought you three games. Three games in a 17-game season is significant statistically. That's enough to either help you get above 500, make it into the playoffs, bust up a 10-game losing streak. I can go on. This segment is brought to you by AlmondsFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And we have some giveaways for you. Listen today through Thursday for your chance to win tickets to our, Marshall's and my, live broadcast at Brick House in Wrigleyville. I believe Mark Grody will be there too. With special guest Ian Happ. That is on May 28th. And it is all brought to you by Verizon. Rather than just take a look at the schedule itself, we wanted to also categorize the games to kind of help you figure out what you think we may be getting in this Bears season. So we will do that next. It is Rahimi and Harris, and we are coming to you next on the score.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Four.
And Harris.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
To be in this division with all these great coaches and these great rosters and three playoff teams last year, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get us to be on that same level and surpass that level. But I'm very confident in the people that we have here in this building, both in the locker room and upstairs, that we can get this done.
I'm sorry, I was just laughing because that was Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We're dissecting the Bears' schedule that Marshall and I both think is tricky, to say the least. And then I'm laughing because on our text line, 229, Marshall is acting like the Bears are Mississippi State, and the SEC schedule just got released, and it says Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and no Vandy or Kentucky.
And did you see my response?
Go ahead.
I said, well, we can't actually beat Kentucky most years, so there's that. I have a healthy skepticism. Show me something. I don't even want to be right. But what have you seen that leads you to believe that this team is about to destroy this schedule?
Here's my issue is they did what they were supposed to do in the offseason to give you a reason to have a different outlook.
Yeah.
It's not like you're copying and pasting last year's Bears staff and last year's Bears personnel and last year's team into this schedule.
Honestly,
if that were the case, I'd have run out of the studio
already.
If they
had copied and pasted, they would have gone 4-13 instead of 5-12.
I'd be like, hi guys, I'm taking a 4-month vacation.
No.
Call me when the season is over.
I think the thing is when you look at the schedule and you realize how good some of these teams were. And I know a lot of people are really leaning on the fact that there are so many close games, so many just misses by the Bears last season. I get it, but it's not like other teams didn't also take steps to also make their teams better because A, they're trying to compete. B, they're trying to hold on to the division title or challenge for the division title if you're, say, the Vikings. other teams get better too. Other teams make offseason moves too. The Bears see a couple of teams that they should be very happy to see on their schedule in the Browns in particular, although I wish they saw the Browns earlier and the Saints as well. Those are teams I don't like. The Steelers, I want to play the Steelers later because that's usually when they start tailing off.
Especially if they have, say, a 40-year-old quarterback.
Because he might not be around. Wink. He might not be around. But to play the Vikings in Detroit out of the chute, that's problematic.
So now we are going to do a game that we did at the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. If you'll recall, similar to those graphics that you see on the internets, we want to put the games into categories. So here are our categories. Everybody ready? Fam? Ray? Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Marshall?
I'm prepared.
229 had the SEC comment. That was hilarious. So let's go toss up, capital L, like you just, there's no way that's a win. Game you have to win, and then Ben Johnson should cook.
Okay, those are the categories. I'm heavy on the games you have to win, by the way. Those are the ones you really want to circle.
Yes, the games you have to win. So I'm going to get my pen out. Everybody ready?
Get your
schedules. Let's start with number one, Monday Night Football against the Vikings. I'm going to categorize this, unfortunately, as a capital L.
No, I'm not. I have it as a toss-up game. I have this as a true toss-up game. It's the first game of the season. You have, as you just described last segment, the coaching bump, right? Of Ben Johnson as a new coach. We know that J.J. McCarthy, if he's the quarterback, that will be his first NFL game. Dennis Allen, dial it up. Dial it all the way up. But the most intriguing thing about this is it takes us exactly one game to figure out the answer to one question. Should Jalen Johnson be traveling?
And the answer is yes.
Well, we'll see what the results look like.
No, Jalen Johnson 100% has to be on Justin Jefferson all the time in that game.
But then when Jordan Addison goes for...
Oh, we get the NFL Films music?
Yeah, when Jordan Addison goes for $150, are you going to stand by that?
That's what I'm saying. Why do you think I put it into capital L category?
Oh, so you're saying that's... You...
Like, that's what I said. All right, let's go around the horn. Ray and Robbie, what do you think?
All right, Robbie, I'll let you go first.
Against the Vikings, you have to win this game. That is a statement game against a quarterback in his first real career start. You have to win that game.
So
the Bears should win that.
You're saying that is a game you have to win.
Correct. The Bears must win that game.
And if you don't win it, what?
I mean, I think that's just embarrassing. You have this new head coach and you lose. That should be an embarrassing loss if you lose.
I'm of the opposite thought where I'm like, you know what? Go ahead and start like getting tricky with it. You know, if you're talking about EPA and all that and you're okay with your quarterback throwing interceptions, throw a bunch against the Vikings.
There you go.
I will lose the battle to win the war. And that's why I think it's a capital L.
Four touchdowns and two interceptions sounds good to me. Right?
I don't even care about the interceptions. I don't even know what that number is going to be. Just saying.
I'm going to be different from all you guys on this one. I'm going to say, because it's Ben Johnson's debut as a head coach, that he should cook. This is going to be a Ben Johnson should cook game. And I don't want this to be like the second coming of Matt Nagy, where on his debut he rolled out in the T formation and all that cheesy crap that didn't mean anything. But I'm going to say Ben Johnson should cook because it's his debut as head coach, baby.
So let me get this straight. The first game of the season, we all have in different categories.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's the Bear season right there.
All right. Number two, Detroit, Robbie.
I mean, that's a tough L.
Sit this one out. I'm sorry.
Yep, sorry, guys.
It is at Detroit. Here's why I'm getting crazy. This, to me, is a toss-up.
I have it as a toss-up as well.
It's a toss-up because, number one, the Lions did collapse against the Bears at the Thanksgiving game. So I feel like in this case, not only is that possible again, but they have had a huge brain drain, as we know, on the coaching staff. That doesn't mean they had a talent drain necessarily, but I feel like that is a game where Ben Johnson is going to be fired up. I think Caleb Williams will absolutely be hyped to face the Lions, knowing he does the discussion with the Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown brothers. I feel like that is one of those where he can walk in, show them a little something now that he took their head coach. It's almost like Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's going to be Mr. Steal Your Win. So I feel like this is definitely a toss-up.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with this is a game you have to win because, A, it's a division game, and, B, this is the first time Ben Johnson will face his former team, and this is like the little brother getting in the fight with the big brother. The little brother needs to come in, sock the big brother right in the nose, right out the gate. So I'm going to say it's a must win.
All right, must win. What do you think, Marshall?
This is a game Ben Johnson should honestly cook.
Yeah, I actually just argued for the Ben Johnson should cook and then said it was a toss-up.
You're going... No, listen. You're going back to Detroit. You're trying to remember and remind people what they missed. You're saying, hey, guys, love you, had a great run, stayed an extra year when I didn't have to, but now I'm in this division doing my own thing, and we're here to let you know the Bears have arrived.
You guys are delusional. The Bears are so the Lions are just so talented.
I'm going into Ford Field. I'm going to amend mine to Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah, Ben Johnson should cook. If he's not going to cook against Detroit, when is he going to cook?
Okay, why are we delusional, Robbie? Because you love the Lions.
I understand they lost their offensive coordinator and they lost a defensive coordinator. Who did the Lions lose talent wise? They lost nobody. All these players are getting better. They are still very young, and you're coming into Detroit. That's a 7-point spread, 5.5-point spread.
Did Matty Eberflus beat Detroit?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm saying thankful he didn't call that timeout.
The only thing that goes in your favor here is the fact that the Lions had, was it 16 players on injured reserve? I forget off the top
of my head.
Hutch
coming back too.
Yeah, that's a lot of players on injured reserve. So okay, but I'm still categorizing it as Ben Johnson should cook as the game on the 21st against the Cowboys. I don't care who's trying to steer that ship that is rudderless. And it is indeed rudderless. It's a home game. It's your third game of the season. W.
Just straight W.
W. I don't even need to. No. Cowboys week means nothing to me except for the fact that the Bears should be cooking at that point.
Well, I'm glad you said that because for the second straight game, I'm going to let you know Ben Johnson should cook. It's the Cowboys defense.
So BJSC is Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah.
L is easy because it's capital L.
I think it's a game you have to win because it's a tough start to the year. The first two games are a little tough. Divisional games, you have to win this game. At home, too.
Yeah, I agree. Game you have to win because you need to know your opponent. We know the Bears will be scouting up the Cowboys. And what we discussed yesterday is the Cowboys on a nationally televised game. Come on, man. That's an L for the Cowboys. Take that L. Take the layup. Beat the Cowboys in primetime.
Wow. Guys, we're up. We're already time-wise. I don't know that we're going to get through this entire thing. Should we, like, do it in two parts?
Yes.
Should we break it up? Yeah. All right.
Let's get to the bye week.
This is part one. We'll get to the bye week. No, we got to go farther than that. We have to go 8 games.
Yeah, go.
Part two will be later in this show. We'll figure out the time. So, Las Vegas, to me, at Vegas, especially now that we know a bunch of Bears fans are going because I've already bought the tickets and the flight prices are crazy, according to our text line. I say this is a game you have to win.
Wait, you're going to that game?
No, but people are already telling us that, like, the flight prices are crazy and everything.
Oh, okay.
I believe you have to win.
Yeah, that's...
If you want to be successful, you need to beat the Raiders in Vegas in front of your home crowd.
If you don't want the meatball machine to explode from fans just... overuse and also ready to fire Ben Johnson after four games. They need to beat the Raiders. The problem is the Raiders, as I mentioned, have an experienced head coach in Pete Carroll. And that quarterback head coach dynamic is very advanced because it's Geno Smith.
This is a game you have to win, but I'm watching out for Max Crosby. Caleb Williams may see a lot of Max Crosby that game.
A game you have to win for sure. But overall, the Bears should be the better team and need to win this game.
All right, now we have gotten to the bye week.
Where we all win.
That's a toss-up.
That's a win. We all lose. That's a win.
We all lose because we have no Bears.
The shade out of you.
Robbie's a hater.
Javi Baez being good, is it enough for you today?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're never mind. All right, that's a game you should win.
The bye week. Washington, toss-up. Jaden Daniels, we want to see if that's genuine success. They get Deebo Samuel. The Commanders have added a ton. So I think that is a toss-up. It's Caleb Williams going home. That's why I feel like it's not a capital L. Toss up.
I think it's a game you have to win. I think if everyone out here who's predicting the Bears to have a winning record is serious about that, that needs to be coming out of the bye week, a week where you take advantage of the preparation time and find a way to win. You say a lot of bad things about Matt Eberflus in that game last year, But the defense was prepared to play, except for the end of the game, obviously, Tyreek Stevenson, and even the decision not to call a timeout to play before
I'm calling
that.
It. Tyreek Stevenson has some sort of blitz package where he sacks somebody, just to sack Jaden Daniels, just to write the world for
him.
Does
he go back to his position, or does he try to taunt fans after he has a successful play in D.C.?
Yeah, that's the...
Or sorry, Landover.
And if you do that again, you're going to have to buy the entire team Joe Stick and Stone Crab for a week. That's my punishment to you.
What do you have, Ray?
I am going to say that this is a toss-up, and I feel like I'm being generous because my heart, unfortunately, tells me it's a capital L. But, you know, at this point, we will have been 6 weeks into the season. At 6 weeks into the season, we're going to have part of the answer to the question, did the Bears do enough to help Caleb Williams get to the next level? I am hoping the answer will be yes at that point.
Wait,
but it's a toss-up.
That's a question?
That's a question we've been throwing around.
That's
we asked Sean King. You know,
yes.
The Bears definitely did. It's on Caleb now. I want to be very clear. This, looking at the schedule or not, it is all on Caleb. They have devoted so many resources to the development of Caleb Williams, starting with the head coach, then going to the offseason acquisitions that were made to bolster the offensive line. Then the first two picks of the draft were offensive weapons for Caleb Williams. Oh, no, we're not doing that. Did they do enough? What more did you want them to do?
Wait, no, you're all over the place.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Like, we haven't seen Ben Johnson. He's not a proven head coach.
No, I'm
like,
saying the question was, did they do enough?
I know.
So they went and got Ben Johnson. That's step one.
No, but No, we're asking that question the entire season. That is something we're going to have to see play out. So I don't mind that he's saying you have to see games to prove that.
You yourself
has said that there's an issue when it comes to whether or not this is going to be proven.
Yeah, I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be good enough, but they've done enough to set the table for him. He's got the groceries. He's got to be the one now to cook. It's not going to be on anybody else but Caleb Williams.
That clarification is key.
No, I'm saying they've done enough for him. Caleb, go to work.
So that's established for game six or game number five. All right, we broke this up. I didn't realize this was going to be so robust. So let's produce on the fly here and tell everybody when we're coming back to this. Do we want to come back to it at 12:25?
I think we should just keep going. Oh, we can't.
We can't.
12:25 is the place for that.
All right,
12:25 after five on it.
All right, we will come back to this at 12:25 for part two and perhaps part three of our categorizing of the games. Because what we have next is pretty special. Austin Huff, who you know on this show, is the guy who wore Kim Mulkey's jacket. He's of the Melissa and Austin show. They're doing a lot to help good puppy dogs. So we're going to tell you how you can help coming up next. This is Rahimi and Harris. We'll get back to the games, like we said, at 12:25. And don't forget, Brad Underwood is joining our show, too. That's at 11:25. All of that coming up on The Score.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I get it. Because we have one of our country hosts here from US 99. We're playing country. That makes sense. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score, and we are joined by Austin Huff. He is at Austin Huff on X, the co-host of Melissa and Austin on the Score sister station. That's us, US 99. And what you guys are doing is really cool, just trying to help good dogs. And I think just a great cause. What can you tell us about the radiothon you're doing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say congratulations to you, Layla, for Middays. You guys sound awesome together.
I appreciate that.
I hope the Chicagoland listening area realizes how lucky they are to have you guys on Middays. You got no joke. Every day on my drive home, it's you guys. So you're crushing it, and I'm so happy for both of you.
This is Austin Huff's drive time. Yeah. We're not afternoon drive. We're not morning drive. We're Austin. This is,
yeah, right. Yeah, you're like. Well, who listens in the afternoons? Me. I do because that's when I go home. But no, what we're doing at US 99 this week is we're trying to raise enough money to pair a service dog with a Chicagoland veteran. And, you know, look, it's US 99, it's country. We love our nation's veterans, as I think everyone does in America.
We should invest more in them when they come home.
Exactly, right? And they deal with a lot when they come home with, you know, just PTSD, all the trauma, and just the a list goes on. And through like research and everything, and really just people having them, service dogs make their lives so much easier, and they're trained to make their lives easier. We were talking to a veteran earlier this week where he said that at night I'll wake up with night terrors from, you know, just surfing. And the dog is trained to know that when he is having those night terrors, the dog will jump up onto the bed and on top of the veteran and keep him down and literally just calm him just by the presence of him being there. And so we discovered this. The foundation is America's Vet Dogs. And we were like, we have got to get in on this because we were looking for a charity to, you know, to do something for. And May is Military Appreciation Month. And we thought, what better to pair veterans with just our four-legged friends, and it has been great so far. And people can donate right now if they want. Tomorrow is going to be our day-long radiothon that we're going to do everything during the morning hours for Melissa and Austin. We're going to try and raise as much money as we can. It costs $50,000 to get just one service dog to a veteran.
Yeah, it's quite the undertaking. And I know the goal is to raise $50,000 this week, but we're hoping for even more than that, right? I mean, because the more you raise, the more you can help this cause, which, as you said, getting reacclimated after serving for this country, it should be something that we do not take for granted, but also that reintegration into life here should be easier than what it has been for so many veterans.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, when you talk to the veteran that you talk to, what did he say it's like for him and his fellow servicemen as far as the acclimation, the reacclimating?
Yeah, we talked to a couple of Chicagoland veterans. One was Frank Lasek, who served, I believe, in Vietnam, and he struggles from PTSD. He was the one who told us about his dog. In the middle of the night, if he wakes up, his dog just jumps on top of him, and it's like instant comfort for him. And he said it has helped immensely since having him. Another guy, Matthew Delgado, has had his dog for only a year. And his, we said, you know, what is the biggest change for you? He goes, well, I don't know if I can necessarily tell you, but I can tell you one thing my daughter said. He has a 9-year-old daughter or 7-year-old daughter. And she said, Daddy's not angry anymore. And that was like, that was the, what, like the gut punch to me. Obviously I've got two young girls, and just to hear that, like the impact that just a dog has had entering his life. And he said the dog has, you know, become a family dog. And really not until they leave the house does he become the service dog, the trained service dog that, you know, takes the $50,000 to train. And it's not just the $50 to train the dog, but it's, they'll fly these veterans out to their headquarters in New York, and they'll have them out there for an entire week. They'll cook for them, they'll make them. And they basically train the veterans how to work with the service dogs. So it is really an all-inclusive, like, thing for where this $50 or $50,000 is going towards. And we're just trying to raise as much as we possibly can.
And that's right. It's a wonderful cause. If you want to donate, please take this down. You can head to vetdogs.org/US99. Mm-hmm. Or you can text dog, just dog, D-O-G, directly to 312-946-4995. Again, that number is 312-946-4995, and you can have a donation link sent directly to your phones. It's just something that means so much. They are our greatest resource in the defense budget, people.
Yeah.
And to have this cause and to know that it's something that helps so many, not just dogs, it helps people too, it helps us.
Yeah.
The greater good is truly being served.
You know what I think would be really cool? When you go to vetdogs.org/US99 and donate, you can put a little memo while you're donating, you know, on behalf of someone, or, you know, because, like, we've had people donate because of servicemen and women that they know, or even just because of their dog, you know, like in honor of their dog. And that to me has been so cool. What I would love is if anyone feels compelled to donate even just a dollar, whatever it may be, from this listening audience, from the score, put something in the memo that is coming from the score, because I do want to see how many score fans we can get to donate towards our nation's veterans.
Or like $6.70, for example.
I love that, honestly.
Or $67. Why or more not? If you want.
Yeah, it's $6.70, a lot cheaper than $9.95 for 99.5. So there you go.
That's a good way to look at it.
Since we have you here, and because we did just have the NFL schedule release, I will ask you, as a Titans fan, how you feel about, A, their schedule, but really the release, because they had a lot to live up to.
Yeah, well, Marshall, I you didn't have to oust me like that as a Titans fan. It's a little embarrassing, and I'm still kind of, I'm like a closeted Titans fan.
You and Ryan Porth, we just, you know.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's hard on these streets for the Tennessee Titans. Obviously, the Bears got the first taste of them last year, and that, and just the
we're thankful for
awkwardness.
Pick sixes.
Yeah, right. We'll just the memes that got the ball rolling. So, the schedule release video, honestly, that is our Super Bowl, because it is. That's really the only thing we have to look forward to. This year's not bad. Not bad. The faux pharmaceutical drug for their schedule release.
I thought that
pretty
that
solid.
Was hilarious.
Schedule Rizzy.
Yeah.
The prescription drug riff that they did, the side effects were just.
They did.
Side effects include altitude sickness, gridlock, hand, foot, and mouth disease, imposter syndrome, heat stroke, crapping out, melancholy, general malaise, jet lag, jock itch, diarrhea, heartburn, nausea, and slurred speech.
Yeah, it paired perfectly with the teams that they were playing.
Yeah, except for that whole imposter syndrome thing for the Texans.
Yeah.
Diarrhea from the Browns.
That was the one. Yeah.
Before we go, what would be the Bears side effect if the Bears were playing the Titans this year?
That's a good question.
First thing that came to mind, I can't say.
Side effect.
What was that?
Jordan era is the side effect.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
Jordan era cravings.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's fair. I think
mostly because I just feel like Jordan era tastes good.
The hunger, I think, would be one. Yeah. Would be a good one. So, yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to come up with something.
Okay. Well, let's think about it. Think about it in the next break.
Bearing down.
Yeah, there you go. Bearing down.
Austin Hoff, thank you so much again for joining us. He is of Melissa and Austin on US 99. Again, it is the Get a Vet a Dog special radiothon. Mm-hmm. And it begins at what time?
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right when we hit the airwaves. So if you're, you know, driving in and you want to put on US 99, we'll be talking about it, sharing some stories about it. It's going to be a fun day. And we just hope to raise as much money as we possibly can to get a vet a dog.
Love that. All right. So you can listen tomorrow and again, look into it on the information that we provided. Go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app if you missed it. Thanks, Austin.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And keep crushing it, okay?
Appreciate you, Austin.
Keep entertaining me on my drive home.
Thanks for listening. I'm glad you have light traffic on your drive home.
Yeah, and if Austin sounds familiar, yes, he was the one who wore Kim Mulkey's jacket to a Cubs game.
Right. Who could forget that?
Love it. Speaking of that, we will talk Cubs and Sox next because Crosstown is a little different than it looked even at this time last week. We'll discuss why next on Raheemy and Harris on the Score.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.